Java Blend is a production of Iowa Public Radio. From the Java House in downtown Iowa City, this is a fresh brewed edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. We've just walked into the coziest and the coolest coffee house show on the prairie. Every week, we feature homegrown and nationally known artists. Our guests today came together from different hemispheres to produce a distinctive sound that has inspired an international following. Their debut album is called One Day Baby. Please welcome Famous October.
Thank you.
It's Famous October, our guests on this edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer on our stage for the first time as a couple because Sarah Bowman, playing the cello there and with the beautiful vocals, has been our stage before. We think it may be, Sarah, what are we thinking, something like 10 years ago that you were back on this stage before?
That seems about right, yeah.
Something in that neighborhood. As we get older, we think in decades, and we approximate a decade is good enough, right? We don't need to know certain numbers of years.
I think I was about 6 years old, right? No, I'm just kidding.
tell us who your partner is here.
Oh, let me introduce a Swiss country boy, Rene Cole Burrell.
All right, Rene. Hi.
Hi.
Welcome. Yeah, let's hear it for Rene. He comes to our cafe all the way from Switzerland. This is Sarah. You are a Davenport, Iowa native, and you come from a town in the Alps, Rene?
Yeah, it's called Stans. It's just outside of Lucerne.
It's just outside of Lucerne.
Right in the heartland of Switzerland.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the heartland of Iowa.
You have a beautiful country. I was there for the first time just a short time ago.
All right.
And You live in one of the most beautiful areas of the world, don't you?
Well, thank you.
Did you realize that growing up, that you were in
Actually, it's funny because you kind of get bored of... Not bored is the wrong word, but I mean, for me, growing up, the mountains kind of also felt like they were kind of like in my way, you know what I mean?
It's kind of the way we feel about cornfields?
Maybe, yeah, I don't know. But... you know, it just felt a bit cluttered. And when we moved back to Switzerland 5 years ago, it was great to see it again through Sarah's eyes and to have new appreciation for what a beautiful country it is, definitely.
Mm-hmm. And Sarah, how does an Iowa girl like the Swiss Alps living there?
Well, there are things that I absolutely love about it, and then things that I miss. I miss being able to see the weather coming from basically tomorrow over the state of Illinois.
Yeah.
The mountains are something to really appreciate. They change. We see nothing but mountains from our windows where we are located, and you'd think that might be boring, but they change with every light of the day and every season, and it's something really fascinating to be there.
So glad to have you with us. The name of you've given to yourselves, a Famous October, and sort of an Iowa-Swiss co-production today. You have an album out. It's called One Day Baby. You actually have a baby, or a little bit older than a baby now. How old is she?
She's 13 months.
And what is her name?
Cecilia.
Cecilia.
Yeah.
Is that an ode to Simon and Garfunkel in some way?
Well, we definitely like that song. But actually, the name is, she's the patron saint of music. And we thought, oh,
really?
That kind of fits.
It's a beautiful name.
Right?
Sure. Let's go back to music. Here's some of your original music. What do you have planned for the hour?
Well, we're playing... all songs from the album, One Day Baby, and this song is called The Frost.
Okay.
This is about a man who made a deal with the devil and learns it's not exactly what he thought it was going to be.
Famous October, they name themselves, on Iowa Public Radio's Java Blend.
There's frost in your shadow, and the sun hasn't passed here. I thought I was wrong about you. I wanted to be wrong about you. You went too far to go back. You can't go out in public. Everyone knows it is you. They all want to get a good look at you. Were you driven by madness? Were you driven by force? Frost is the fan that adores you. Frost is the fan that adores you. There is ice water in your eyes. Daylight doesn't get in. You cover them up. You cover everything when you move. You don't gain distance anymore. Boundaries are drawn. Every eye I wanna break in at you. Everyone wants to get in at you. Are you running for something? Are you hidden somewhere? The frost is the wind in your head. See you coming, how you're holding up is in the bargain. You thought this fate was something to be desired. Are you driven by someone striking hard as he can? The frost may come to you like an emerald. Did you see all this coming? Did you short up the first? The frost follows you like a bird.
Like before we should go on, I should mention that I used to take cello lessons over at the Hancher Auditorium in high school. I saw Yo-Yo Ma for the first time there, and the Kronos String Quartet, and a lot of people that have inspired the direction that I took the cello in over these years. I got to meet Yo-Yo Ma many years later when I was studying in Pittsburgh, and he's a really great guy. I'm glad I got to see him early on.
Well, I'm sure glad that you're playing the cello and got some good lessons here in Iowa City.
That's well, where it started.
And I want to tell you a story now about our little hometown in Stans, Switzerland, and it's about wintertime in Stans. I think you guys also have quite rough winters here, but you don't have the mountains to block the sun, so that's what we have. That's what this song is about. The song is called Counting on Spring. Up in old weary heads, girls diminish their dreams. In the kerosene lamplight, we're dark silhouettes like two nights with a cold day in between. History line here. One day our names will be cut in stone. It seems hard to be present and not disappear. It seems hard to simply go on. And now the sun
hasn't shown her face for weeks. No flower dares to sprout. Should have lifted you up to the highest peak. Stick our heads above the clouds before frost. Like ghosts, they cling first our thoughts and our souls. It's been too cold for too long.
The Jazz Department is back, overnight Saturdays beginning at midnight on IPR's Studio One. Hear artists like Scott Hamilton, Clark Terry, the Modern Jazz Quartet, and Arlene McDaniel. Hear an additional 5 hours of jazz Sundays on IPR's Studio One web stream. Hear the Jazz Department beginning at 7 a.m. Sunday at iowapublicradio.org or through IPR's free smartphone app. Jazz is back. Go to iowapublicradio.org for details.
It's Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer on our stage at the Java House in downtown Iowa City this week. Famous October, a duo consisting of a Davenport, Iowa native, Sarah Bowman on the cello with a beautiful, I have to say, in that last piece, haunting vocals. Renee Cole Burrell is on the guitar next to her with his guitar and his vocals, and they make up Famous October. Both having had successful solo careers beforehand. Was it hard to come together to form a duo, Renee?
It wasn't like we sat down and decided now we become a duo. It was quite natural how this all happened. We both were musicians, or are musicians, and then we were touring on our own, and then we started to tour together, and then we started to sing together, and it just felt like, yeah, this feels good. There is something. And
mm-hmm. How far back does your relationship go?
We met each other 10 years ago in Luzern when my twin sister Claire and I were on tour in Europe, and he came to a show, and then he was on his way.
So I'm basically a fan. Following her around now.
And he came to a show on the recommendation of a mutual friend of ours, who we call Swiss Chris. And Swiss Chris calls Renee and says, "These girls live in New York City. You should come meet them," because he had just won a Swiss grant, artist grant, to live in an apartment, a Swiss-sponsored apartment in New York City. So he was on his way there, and then we met up again in New York and showed him around.
Well, I thought when I went to the concert in Lucerne, I thought, well, yeah, it might make sense, might be a good connection to make, and it turned out to be the best connection of my life that I made that night.
So and when she told you she was originally from Iowa, did that have any meaning to you, Iowa?
Those well, I was wearing a John Deere cap when she met me. Oh, no, I was a John Deere belt buckle.
Yeah, belt buckle.
You were what?
I was wearing a John Deere belt buckle when I met
no
her.
No kidding.
No kidding. I didn't know what I was up for. But.
So she probably said, are you really Swiss? Are there a lot of...
I left an impression.
He sure did. He confused the heck out of me because he comes up to me with a southern drawl I'd never heard on a Swiss.
You can do a southern drawl, Rennie?
Well, I used to live in Nashville and in Austin for a little while. And back then, I guess I picked up some kind of drawl. I don't know if I would call it a southern drawl. But
southern Swiss.
It was... Yeah, some unique
language. And he had his pearl snaps and his cowboy boots.
I still have my pearl snap.
Yeah, he's still got his pearl snaps and his John Deere belt buckle.
Oh, this is wonderful.
Yeah, home away from home already.
We'll be hearing and listening to your music in a completely different way with that, a little bit of background. Famous October on this edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio 1. Let's go back to music, an hour mostly about original music from this fantastic duo, Rene and Sarah, an Iowa Swiss co-production, as we mentioned earlier. What do you have next for us?
This is a song called It's Not a Dream. This is the song we wrote to battle that dark winter. Here's our answer. One, two, three.
The sun is shining and we are finally out from under the storm. The coast is calling and we are falling in love like never before. I wish I'd had the chance to believe this could be from the time I was old enough to love. I wasted precious time worrying that I'd never be as lucky as you've made me.
Oh, darling, had I known when I was just a boy what life had in store for me, I'd have walked the line straight to you, dividing much bigger hurry.
The sun is shining and we are finally out from under the storm. The coast is calling and we are falling in love like never before. Oh, what a mess it would have been had I never seen the twinkle and spark in your eye.
It was always my plan. I hope you understand and never pass you by.
Let's put the past behind us, except to remind us there's nothing like the present, don't you see? Our eyes are wide open, but we're still open. It's not. From under the storm, the coast is calling and we are falling in love like never before. The coast is calling and we are falling in love like never
This next song was a co-write, which that was a gradual part of the process of us playing together, and it wasn't the easiest part of the process. This song, we feel like, was a little bit of a tug of war, and then what came out of it was a song that neither one of us would have written on our own, a totally new sound, and we both really enjoy what came as a result of that cooperative effort.
The song is called Missing Song, and I was carrying around the idea for a long time, and it turned out to be a missing song, which I couldn't finish writing until this beautiful woman next to me came along and helped me.
Mm-hmm. tip of this pen that is missing.
I don't know if Gabe's is still here, but I remember that I was in a cello goth rock trio called Rasputina last time I played in Iowa City. We played at Gabe's, and I remember the whole audience sat on the floor, and it's not the kind of floor that's very inviting for that sort of thing. But I just love, you know, the vibe of listeners in Iowa. They just, you know, they're great audiences, so it's great to be back.
So we have a nice song for you, which is called When Things Are Different. And we're touring with our one-year-old, well, actually today, she's 13 months old, daughter. And this song we wanted to dedicate to her, who she's, by the way, a really great traveler. We're very impressed. She's our hero now.
She complains the least of all of us in the car. So, this is for Cecilia. The song is called When Things Are Different.
Thank you.
The sun is breaking through 7 days of fog. A square of light appears and now it won't be long. I know not what or who I'm waiting for. I only know this changes everything. We flew to ocean foam and left our shoes inside the gates. You felt the warm skin that covers all that we awaited. Held me close to promise you'll be there when things are different. I promise to you.
The next number that we want to do is somewhat unusual even for us. When we first moved to Stans, it's a small enough place where they knew we were coming, and they commissioned a work for us to compose a piece to commemorate the year 300 years prior, or the day 300 years prior that the town of Stans had burned down, which was a really uplifting sort of thing. to think about. We had a number of months to put the piece together. We decided to do a moving piece that represented the whole event. So this is called Brand nach Stans.
If you miss any of your favorite weekend Studio One shows, hear them weekday afternoons at iowapublicradio.org. The Folk Tree is heard Monday at 1 p.m., Java Blend Tuesday at 1 and Friday at 3 p.m., and Backtracks Thursdays at 1 p.m. You can also hear Mountain Stage, American Roots, Thistle and Shamrock, and more on IPR's new 24-hour web stream. Download IPR's free app at Google Play or the iTunes Store.
It's Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer, enjoying an hour on our stage at the Java House in downtown Iowa City with famous October, a duo, Sarah Bowman, originally from Davenport, teaming up with Renee Cole Burrell, guitar and cello, and the vocals, as you hear, teaming up so nicely. Original music of, I have to say, a really wide spectrum of sounds. I'm hearing others comment in the coffee house here. They have so many different sounds. And I wonder, can I ask briefly, before we go back to music, we have time for two or three more, how does the songwriting work with this duo, with the two of you, Renee and Sarah?
Well, if we had a recipe, we wouldn't give it away.
But I wouldn't either.
But no, we don't, anyway.
Yeah, we don't have a recipe.
I think the approach is as varied as the result.
Yeah. I mean, every song has its own story, how it's...
Where's the starting point, usually, for instance?
Well, on this record, it's, you know, there are the songs that I wrote and then brought to the rehearsal room. And then there are the songs that Renee wrote and brought me in. And then there are the songs that we wrote together, that being one of them that you just heard. So it's always exciting when one of us has something to bring to rehearsal, something new, because then we have a great rehearsal space. It's also our concert venue called Pillow Song, so we actually invite American artists to come and play concerts
there. You do?
There.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the room has a lot of that energy of a lot of creative spirit
nice.
In it, and I think that's part of why things kind of go outside the box so much. It's, for us, what we're doing now for both of us is somewhat of a departure from what we've been doing until now. This is, for each of us, our sixth album, but for us together, it's our first.
Find out more about Famous October. They're based in Switzerland now. They, along with their year-old daughter, Cecilia, have a home in Switzerland. Famous October. Find out more at famousoctober.com. Their album, One Day Baby, put out in 2016. We have more time than one for one more. We have time for a 2 or 3 day baby, if I can put it that way. What do you got next for us?
Oh, let's do this one, and then that one.
So we got a song called Ropes of Sand, and actually, funny, that's one song that I've already released on a previous album with a full band, but it's when we started to perform as Famous October, we kind of created our own sound, which just kind of happens, and we are very excited about developing that mm-hmm. own sound. I'm very excited in where this all is going. I think there's a lot of opportunities for us out there with this sound. So because it's just such a unique way now how this song turned out to sound with the two of us performing, we decided to record this song again and put it on the album One Day Baby.
Okay. Famous October on Iowa Public Radio's Java Blend.
The song is called Ropes of Sand.
Wish me well, I'm on my way to drown myself in a wishing well. Why do you so you wanna know? To only you, my friend, I will tell. It was long, long in that started drawing lies upon my eyes. I saw a castle in the air that I could share with a beautiful bride. Each morning I rose with the sun. I knew someday that she would come my way. I yearned until the moon came out, which lined silver clouds we would lay. When she appeared out of the rain, she handed me a grain for us to grow. I felt the harvest time would yield a golden field, but how's I to know? I was climbing up ropes of sand, holding up hopes of sand to crumble in my head when this cheerless world crash lands. Last surviving lines will be revealed. What's left is real. She filled me like a breath of spring, but there's one thing that she could never be. Girl without a history, who always smiles and never disagrees. So my friend, we've reached the end, to the bottom of the wishing well. I'll die, I'll drain the well or drown myself, I'll pull the plug so love can be revived. I was climbing up ropes of sand, holding up hopes of sand crumble in my hands. Tearless world crash land. Last surviving love may reveal something in my head. I need to
Dankeschön. All right, then this next and second last song that we're going to perform is, let me see, what shall we do? Shall we do Starting Today and then First and Last? Or the opposite way around?
Opposite way around.
All right, we're going to do a song. Actually, this is a really cool song. It's a song that Sarah wrote for me. And I heard it the first time on our wedding day. So it was a little wedding gift that she made for me, and now I get to sing forever and ever.
And our wedding is was on Credit Island in Davenport, and in October. And you might be starting to get the story here as to why we're called Famous October. We had a wedding in Davenport, we had a honeymoon, and then we had a wedding in Switzerland, and there was the month of October. This is called First and Last.
glasses and make a certain salads. Follow you to the kitchen with cheerful echoes to linger on. Feels like the hundredth time, but the first time is still fresh in my mind. I wanna be yours. Do you wanna be mine? Do you wanna be mine? Oh, oh, oh. The sun appears after a long winter. The mountains boast a new green coat. We're scrubbing away 100 layers. Suddenly it seems.
Finishing up the hour with Famous October, the duo Sarah Bowman and Renee Cole Burrell. And we've been enjoying their music this hour. Find out more about them at famousoctober.com. You can download this podcast at iowapublicradio.org. That's where you find all of our Fresh Brew performances by homegrown and nationally known artists. iowapublicradio.org, and look for Java Blend at that website. Jim Davies, our on-site sound engineer. Phil Moss, our technical producer, production assistants, and editing by Mitch McAndrew. I'm hurrying up because I would like to get another song in from you, Renee and Sarah. And one question before you do go into that last song. Does Cecilia speak German or Iowan?
Yes.
She speaks both.
She speaks both.
What was her first word? Was it German or was it English?
Actually,
it's hard to say because it was bear.
Bear. Both the same. Yeah. Both languages. Yeah. Maybe she did that intentionally. She didn't want to offend your Iowa sense.
Well, she's clearly saying hi and bye now, so she's not saying grüezi and tschüss or ciao. So.
All right. It's been so nice to have you with us. Take us out with one more song, and let's thank Famous October.
Thank you so much. This is called Starting Today. Say you're